Report comes from UNM Press, New Mexico's publisher of books on the history, literature, ecology, and cultures of the American West and beyond. For more information and book selections, visit unmpress.com.
And welcome to Your Race Show. This afternoon I'll be hosting for a first half hour, and then you'll have Adam Aguirre with more interviews with hijastros. But now I want to share with you with a new Mexican gem, una perla, a pearl. And that's because this evening in our show we are having Melissa Tapia Kovac. I want to welcome her. Thank you, Melissa, for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
And the reason because I'm saying this is a gem, because you probably have seen in the news that a real woman, a Santa Fe second grade teacher like Melissa Tapia Kovac, received this award by the Milken Educator Award, which is called even as the Oscars of teaching. She received a wonderful cash award, a $25 cash award, in this session of the 30th anniversary of the awards, and from the hands of Milken Educator Awards Senior Vice President Dr. Jane Foley, New Mexico Education Secretary Hannes Scandera, and Superintendent of Santa Fe Public Schools Dr. Veronica Garcia, this award. And this is an award that goes for her accomplishment as a teacher. And how about telling you that she is also Latina. We are having her in this Raíces show. My name is Cristina Bachín, and we want to share something about your life, Melissa. Now, well, you're looking like a successful teacher, and I guess that there is a lot of work on the back of that success. For example, how can you help your students to love math or to love, botanics? What do you do with your children that they are so amazed with you? Do you have some special charming tool?
I wish I did. I think I just go into the classroom and I try and teach my students in ways that are fun and engaging for them. And I go into the classroom never with the thought of I need to be recognized for doing this in the classroom or I want people to notice me doing this. It's just my goal to go in and do my best job with my students so that they can achieve greatness.
I just read some stories about you had some special strategy to teach these children about American history with some big heads. I don't know. What was that?
That's right. One of the lessons I do in class is when we're doing famous American reports, I ask the students to use a poster board. And
can you remind me what's the age of these students?
We have second graders, so mm-hmm. 7 and 8 year olds. Mm-hmm. And so with this project that we do, part of it is for them to write an essay about their famous American that they choose.
An essay? Wow.
And it's about 2 to 4 paragraphs.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. For my second graders, mm-hmm. they do a great job. And the other part, the art project part of it, is for them to decorate a poster board to look like their famous American. And then they cut the face out of the poster board and they put their little face into the poster board. So when they're giving their presentation, it looks as though they are the famous American that they're presenting on. And so we have a real good time with that because the students just get a kick out of seeing each other look similar to the famous American that they chose. It's a lot of fun.
You graduated here at the University of New Mexico, isn't it?
Well, I believe they made a mistake. It was New Mexico Highlands University.
Okay. Uh-huh. It was a Bachelor of Arts?
Yes.
Okay. So you are integrating all the creativity in your classroom. That seems to be an amazing tool, very powerful.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. Teaching is that profession where you get to be creative and do different things every day and bring your own unique characteristics to the job.
Do you remember a moment when you said, yes, I want to be a teacher?
I think of a...
Or life came with a proposition.
I think there was a lot of moments. At a young age, I knew I was great with kids. I loved playing with kids, and it felt like they were somehow... I attracted them very easily, and I was able to be at their level to some extent for games and activities. I also, when I was younger, I would play teacher with my little sisters and stuffed animals and toys. And I can remember using the ironing board and laying out whatever leftover school supplies that teachers would send home with me and play teacher.
Yeah, and I hear you and I'm imagining you that your child inside you is an amazing child. Do you know, everybody said everybody has a child
right.
inside? Yuri must be a very happy child.
I like to think so, definitely.
Do you have some teacher that you still keep in your heart, in your memory, like a role model or somebody you love, just that?
I definitely do. And honestly, I've just been fortunate to have so many great educators in my life. One that I hold very dear to my heart is my kindergarten teacher. Her name is Carol Jo Henrietta, and she taught for many years, retired from the profession. And then when I became a teacher, she came back into the profession and
wow.
I got to be colleagues with her. And it turns out she got to be my son's kindergarten teacher.
Amazing.
So, and I just always looked up to her. I remember being in kindergarten, you know, I remember very little about being in kindergarten, but I remember truly enjoying being there and liking her and loving what my first year of school. And so I think she holds a special place in my heart. And then another educator that I had later on in high school was my math teacher. And I just always loved math. And Mr. Ayal really, I feel, helped me get on the right path to doing good in school.
I want to dedicate you a song. I was looking. I want a song for this amazing Latina teacher that just was awarded. It was a surprise award, isn't it?
A big surprise.
Yes, because I received before this kind of secret press release, and you can't contact her. And in this ceremony, just was last week or 2 weeks ago?
It was just last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday prize with the Milken Educator Award, which is an award that really goes throughout all the country, and in this case a new Mexican teacher was chosen, and this is Melissa Tapia Kovac. Just to highlight, Milken educators are selected in early to mid-career and just because of your achievements. And this is an amazing award that I think it's a great stimulus for teachers. So I want to share with you just a little bit of this song, which is a song that some students dedicated to a teacher whose name wasn't so well known as yours. Her name was Gregoria Tapia, and they describe her.
¿Quién la viera, la Gregoria Tapia? Las agallas y fe que ha tenido desafiar esas bravas llanuras.
This is a song called A Gregoria Tapa, and it was written by these women from El Trio Fulanas, describing sometimes not only the sweet part, but probably all the fights that the teacher has to do, and the struggles and the effort and the sacrifice they have to do just to educate. We are with Melissa Tapia Kovac. She is... Here this says a real life Wonder Woman, Santa Fe second grade teacher from Santa Fe in this Amy Beale Community School in Santa Fe. How is that neighborhood? How is the school?
Our school is great. Amy Beale Community School, we have a strong community. We have many educators who are dedicated to working their hardest for the best of our students. Our students learn great things every day. We have educators dedicated to using best practices and really going above and beyond to help our students. And we have many people involved. We're out in the Rancho Viejo community, so we have lots of great community members that come in and take part in our school and we all work together to help our students.
I read that there was something very striking for the children 2 years ago. What happened and what did you do to help the children cope with that?
A few years ago in my second grade class, we lost a student, one of my second graders who had really bad asthma, suffered from an asthma attack that took her life. And so it hit our class really hard. It was difficult to see the students just not knowing how to deal with that because we all grow so close within a school year. And this happened in April at the end of our school year, and we were prepping for the end of the year, having field days and assemblies. And so we, my colleagues and I came up with different ways of how we could honor our student. And so for field day, we had a balloon release in honor of her to kick off field day. We presented the family with a plaque that is now hanging in our garden, and our school garden is named after her. And then we also planted a tree in my outdoor garden, my outdoor classroom space. And so we have a tree there for her. And then my class also took part in, and the teachers there at the school also painted a tile dedicated to our little Serenity. And our art teacher, Miss Kim, brought in a mural specialist who put the tiles up in a heart-shaped form on the outside wall of my classroom. And it's still there. So it's just a peaceful place where I like to sometimes just sit and see the beauty that surrounds our school and also think of little Serenity.
Let's say that you know that there are some cultures in which when you see a shooting star or a falling star, we can make wishes. Probably they'll be satisfied. And just here from our control room window, we are seeing one shooting star. So we want to give the star to Melissa. And I want to ask her, what are her wishes for public education in New Mexico? ¿Cuáles son tus sueños, tus deseos para la educación pública en Nuevo México?
My wishes for public education in New Mexico would be for the educators who are here to remember why you came into the profession, to remember that passion that brought you to the classroom and truly who you are there for, and not to let the politics get in the way of that. I see a lot of negativity in public education sometimes, and personally, I like to remember my drive and who I'm there for, and I don't let none of that interfere with what I'm doing in my classroom. And I tell myself every day, I am there for those students, not for anybody else. And I just, that's my wish for all educators in New Mexico and for education, is that to remain positive, remember that we are doing this to help our students, grow, and to get them on the right path for their futures. And to keep in mind that they are our future, and to stay positive and passionate and not let anything interfere with that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And Melissa, would you like to thank us, somebody or someone, or dedicate this award that they are listening, also in the stars?
I just want to say thank you to my Santa Fe Public School family, all of my family and friends, my husband, who puts up with my crazy every day, my kids who always inspire me.
Who is here, by the way.
My kids who always inspire me to be a better teacher, all my students who keep me going, and to all my colleagues who remind me what great teaching is every day. And I'm very blessed to have been named a Milken Educator, and I want to thank everyone who was involved in getting me to where I am right now.
What would you tell to somebody who is listening to you and wondering, may I, is it a good career for me to be a teacher? Let's say is a student there wondering about this profession. What would you tell her or him?
If you want to make a difference in other people's lives and you have that passion to help our future, then I would say yes. Go into education. Do it for the right reasons. And you can do it. It's not an easy job. You're going to have a lot of fights, tears, but you're going to have so many happy memories that will fill your heart for the rest of your life.
We are having as a guest Melissa Tapia Kovac, the Latina Santa Fe second grade teacher from the Amy Beale Community School in Santa Fe. She was awarded with this Milken Educator Award, which was hailed by Teacher Magazine as the Oscar of teaching. And it usually goes all around the country. This is the 30th anniversary of the awards. I also want to thank Lynn Russo, who make this possible, and especially thank to you and your children as well, who are probably are having lots of fun with you and enjoying the fact of learning, which is the best award you can give to them.
Thank you. I'm blessed to do what I love to do, and that's really all that it comes down to.
Thank you, Melissa, and thank you to all the community, to Amy Beale Community School in Santa Fe, and lots of regards to them as well. They are already calling, so I still can't take the telephone. Muchas gracias, Melissa Tapia Kovac. Estábamos con la maestra de segundo grado de Santa Fe, Melissa Tapia Kovac, que recibió esta semana el premio Milken para los educadores. Es uno de los premios más importantes del país. El premio se da en todo el país y esta vez, pues, le fue otorgado a una nueva mexicana. Felicitaciones a Melissa.
Enseñando a leer al paisano, si hasta algún